Number 718. I learned in Cairo for a number of years and always loved Ian. Now that I joined the workforce, how do I keep this up? The time constraints do not allow for the limit I love and believe in. What do I do? This is a gewaltig problem, Rabbi Zain. Especially a person was learning a language for many years and he liked that type of learning and everything was slow and you need time. You need time to go through it. Now he's at a 9-to-5 job and the most of the learning he can do is during the commute on the bus to Manhattan. And maybe he gets a little kail out of some ways, I mean, but like I say, you call it kayim. And this, because of this problem, many b'nei Torah that joined the workforce are not learning. Because they have no geshmak in anything else, and they don't have time to do what they could. And this is a very big problem that we have to figure out how to overcome. I can tell you what, when you go to some mentor of yours and you ask him, they tell you there are two different nekudas. Nekuda number one is that largely your learning has to take a big change and it has to be goal-oriented. Goal-oriented meaning being a simon masechta or taking over a miktsaya. And it's like a less ian, but the ian that's developed because you covered the whole subject and you sort of know the whole Ian and learned it here, learned it there, that Ian will somehow, to some degree, replace the Ian that you desperately need for your belief in learning. But if it's not going to be goal-oriented, and if it's not going to be with Habura, with Olam, it's very hard to be Mekayimit. Very, very hard to keep it going. It can't be just you and the Habura on a Sunday morning. That's not going to be enough. It has to be like, in fact, you know, the old days, it was all Chevra Shas, Chevra Dorten, Ein Yankiv, Chevra this, it was all Chevra. They understood that. The Chavrusa system is for the yeshiva, the Chevra system. And now they have it here in Lake, but like many shuls will have a Koil Baker, Koil Erevet, it's a Chevra. And they tend to go much faster, but if you cover an issue, if it's goal-oriented, that does a lot. However, the regular Ian skills, there's one other thing to be done for that. A person should find a shear from a maggid shear that let's say he learns with the Olam for an hour or two Sunday morning, if he learns Shuvas of Kreger or Michas Chinuch or something like that. And he knows how to be mefalfel well and how to make an issue even when you don't know all the source material on it. You're just reading Shuvas of Kreger or you're just learning Tzeis. But if the maggid shear is skilled, he should know how to bring the issue to you, and that today you're working and your koicha in and koicha svara is being fed, and it's not going to be stagnated, and it's not going to be completely dehydrated and lost. You have to also be shaykh to an Ian shear, but most of your learning really has to now change and to be more goal-oriented in order for the person to be masleach. And once it's goal-oriented, that itself gives a certain kinyan and a certain sipuk. And that is the only way. I don't know of any other way. I mean, unless the person has 7-8 hours a day to learn. But we're talking about what I was describing, that it's really on the bus, on the way in, with the chakras in the middle. I mean, it's a very hard thing to do. But it doesn't pattern. I feel like whoever, even Isik Ben Malachi, has to be Isik Ben Tehran, he has to do it in a way they'll find this sipuk. So again, a shiur, even if he listens, even if he doesn't even go to a shiur, even if he has tapes of Rabbi Pliny, he goes in Kreil Lashon, he finds a maggid shiur who has and knows how to give a gishmak in the Kreil Ha'in, and he's going through some Inyan, and he feeds you the right information. That keeps the person some exercise going on in the brain, that he shouldn't be brain dead, Lagabi Ian, day after day, week after week, and one month after one. There should be some Ian exercise that they get him thinking and get him going.